are now joined by Brennan Poole, driver of the number 48 DC Solar Chevrolet. Brennan, that was a good start to the playoff run. Can you tell us a little bit about how you battled it out there today?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was good. I felt like we had a really good car all weekend. We made good adjustments throughout the race. At one run, I was a little bit too loose and lost a bunch of track position on my teammate, and I really think that was the difference in us getting to victory lane and him winning. But, really happy for Ganassi to finish 1-2 and for Tyler to go to victory lane. You know, he works really hard. It's been fun working with him this year as a teammate. And it was pretty cool. And just excited to be the first guy to finish ahead of everyone else in these playoffs to start it off. I think it's a strong statement. And something we've really been working hard over the past couple months. We've had really good, strong, consistent runs. And we've been bringing fast race cars to the track. And so I'm just excited about where our team is. And I'm excited about the next couple weeks. I think they're good racetracks for me. And I'm looking to get into the next round.
Awesome. We'll open it up here for a few questions. Just raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. Go ahead, Kyle.
Kyle Magda, Performance Motorsports Network. Brennan, did the groove widen out at all during the night? Looks like a lot of guys had trouble with lap cars.
Yeah, it was pretty tough with the lap cars, and even on the restarts when you're 2x2, you get stuck on the top and you just lose a ton of spots. I mean, it happened to me, towards the end of that stage two, I just got stuck on the top and I couldn't get to the bottom, and I just, I went from in the top five to 12th. So, I mean, it was just, it makes it a challenge. But what I will say about the racetrack is I think over time, this place is going to be pretty incredible to race. It's already kind of starting to wear out. You're starting to see some fall off and some tire wear and things like that. So, it makes it a little bit harder this weekend because we didn't have the Cup guys here to throw some more rubber on the racetrack. But really excited to see where this racetrack goes in the next couple of years. I think it's just going to be great racing.
Any other questions? Guys, all good? All right. Thanks, Brennan.